basically, what am I doing?
Well, it's been a few days since the end of NaNoWriMo. I personally still have a lot of writing to do as a result, but I thought it would be a good time to get everybody together and have sort of a post-game. Talk to everyone about their experience and how it affected their conception of what their writing was, how it should be, and what was going to happen. I'm really glad we did this series. I did it as a lark because I didn't have enough questions to make it through November and I knew I'd be doing NaNoWriMo, so I was worried that I wasn't going to have time to invent new topics if the questions ran dry. Well, it turned out that it was something that was pretty popular. We've already got two writers committed to join for next year, and I'm working on two more. It'll be largely a different crowd, because that way you'll get to see a variety of experiences going through, people at different skill levels than we had this time around. So keep the variety up and going. Thank you everybody who participated by sending in comments, by tweeting your word counts. Next year I'll have a little more notice on this so we can make it a little bit more of a group effort here, a little bit more of a sport. So anyway, I'll have some concluding thoughts, but let's get to the post-game. We did the post-game in two parts because the internet was awful, so we couldn't do our cross-country link-up for the group chat. So there's two of us on the East Coast section and two of us on the West Coast section, and then in about 7 minutes from now, I'll be back with you for some concluding thoughts. For the East Coast edition, Tori has joined me.
Hello!
So how was this for you, Tori? You wound up with about 4,800 words or so.
Yeah, which isn't so bad. Here's how I'm swinging it. It's the most I've ever written in terms of creative writing, in terms of things like that. So I think it's a good start. It was
excellent.
Just like I'm sure for everybody else, November was one of those months that just... wouldn't quit.
And so that's why Chris picked November to be
cruel.
Yeah, well,
and
yeah.
Also
you gotta appreciate that kind of sadism.
Yeah absolutely. Yeah, so I think it would be nice to maybe take a month because I'm gonna be in Boston working and doing some other things, and then maybe for January I can have my own or with another person sort of whatever RIMO thing. NaNoWriMo or something.
Personal writing month.
Yeah.
Cool.
So.
Well, hey, if you want a solidarity, buddy, I'll be here.
Yeah, writing, absolutely. Writing, that'd be great.
Got a lot of books to write this winter.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe I can go for about 15,000 next time. And
nice.
Kind of go from there. We'll see what happens.
So it's obviously opened up the possibilities for you.
Yeah, I think it's an awkward time right now, as it is for most people, because I just got this sort of job as of being a grant writer, and so that just takes priority because I have bills to pay. My car is expensive. Mm. But I think it's one of those things where now I feel a little more comfortable starting and doing things, whereas before I'd just sit there and be like, I have no idea.
Nice.
And I definitely want to start reading more again. I used to be an avid reader. We're talking a couple of books a week, and so I want to get back into that again. Grad school sort of sucks the life out of you in terms of reading.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, in terms of anything.
In terms of anything. I'm like, I don't want to read ever again. Please, dear God, make it stop.
Oh.
So I think now I'm getting back into that feeling good about the reading writing process.
Cool.
Which is nice.
Cool. Oh, for me, it felt good. I finally ticked that stupid box on my bucket list off. Done a NaNoWriMo.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Now I'm wondering what that's going to do to the rest of my winter, because when I started this fall, I had two books in process and then three and a half that I needed to write because I want to finish the big series that I've been working on for 20 years. And it felt almost achievable. And now I've got another book that's halfway done. Oops. So the question is, how many of these books can I finish by January 1st? That's my next big challenge date, because if I can knock at least two of these done, maybe all three, it's possible, then I'll at least be able to get through two of the volumes in the big series, and that would leave only two left, which would be good. And I could do those next winter. So, here's hoping.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
You can do it.
It would feel really nice.
If you need me to call every once in a while and kick your ass, I can.
Please,
I can go straight.
Please, I can use all the ass kicking I can right now.
While I'm good. Sitting there being lazy in South Carolina, not cold at all.
You just project yourself, yeah. Your rage at your own lack of productivity onto me.
Absolutely, I will.
Well, are you glad you did this?
I am. It was stressful and wonderful and good to be held accountable for certain things. And, you know, and so I think I did learn some valuable lessons about sticking to something, but also saying it's okay to let certain things go if it's just not working and you have to prioritize something else. That's fine. And so I think that's an important thing for me to have learned, but it also has opened up new doors. So I think that's really great.
Cool.
And I'm excited. Yeah, I think the story I have going is like not so bad. So maybe I can sort of, once I'm done with my next little leg, maybe in January, I can kind of pick through it and yeah. Get started on it. And see.
Continue on, see yeah. Where it leads.
Exactly, because it's kind of fun. So
excellent.
We'll see. And thank you for asking me to be a part of this.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for opting in. This was loads of fun.
Yeah.
It's nice to not be the only writer in town once in a while.
Right.
All right. Well, I guess with that, we'll go over to Kitty to see what she and Dee Dee have going on.
Okay, and this is Kitty with the Not East Coast contingent, and that would be me and Dee Dee. And we are here to join them remotely because we're not doing VoIP because it drives us all crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of suck.
Like, you've been talking for 5 minutes and I have no idea what you're saying. Hate it. Anyways, so we're recording this separately. Dee Dee, you did NaNoWriMo this year. Is this your first time?
No.
Okay.
I've never won one, though.
Okay.
I keep trying, but haven't actually gotten to the 50,000 yet.
Okay. And this time you did not either?
Nope. This time I did not either.
Okay. How was the experience for you?
Well, I learned a couple of things. I learned the best time for me to write is early in the morning. And sometimes on my lunch break, if I've been real focused at work all morning, then I can get a lot written on my lunch break. But if I try to write in the evening, I get very judgmental of my own writing and I end up editing instead of writing. And that's why I ended up with like a couple negative word counts in there. So that was good to figure out. I also figured out that I am not a the seat of my pants writer. I really need to know what is, you know, coming up, what scene I'm working on, where my plot is headed. My characters don't cooperate, but at least if I have a general idea of what I'm writing, I do much better. If I just sit down and think, I'll just write, I tend to stare at a screen for 10, 20 minutes and get nowhere and get frustrated and throw my keyboard.
Okay. This is my first time doing NaNoWriMo. I didn't get 50,000 words and I did not expect to. I was just happy to have been continuing to write all through the month.
Mm-hmm.
And getting over 5,000 was like glorious. Getting to 10,000 was a huge milestone psychologically.
How many did you end up with?
A little bit over 10,000, and after that my brain just stopped counting. Throughout the month I was mostly struggling with how to make my characters actually have interesting conflicts and be doing things. And that's where I really struggled, was keeping the characters active and interesting and having things happen that were meaningful to anybody at all. I think the biggest revelation to me was that I was putting emotional distance between me and the characters, and that was really coming through in what I was reading when I tried to read over it. And that was the thing that I needed to change. And I want to keep writing. I enjoyed it. It is not the highest of high priorities. I have a new job and am running a business and trying to learn marketing and doing art and all sorts of other things. So writing is not the highest priority, but it is something that I want to be sure to be touching regularly, a few times a week at least, maybe not every day, and certainly not going to be trying to write a novel every month, but I definitely want to keep it up.
Yeah, it's my biggest dream to finish a novel and actually have it be published, whether I self-publish it or sell it, just have it be out there on shelves. Mm-hmm. Because I've finished a few and they got lost in ether. But like you, it's not my highest priority right now. In fact, I'm probably not going to write in December just because so much else is going on. But I definitely won't stop writing overall. I'm feeling really good about this story, so I'd like to finish it and see where these characters go.
Cool. And I think that's it for us over here. So back to you, Dan.
Now, I think one of the things that this month revealed is something that we probably all kind of realized anyway, but there's a big difference between dreaming about writing and actually doing it. When you do a challenge like this, or the Bradbury challenge, or just doing the everyday novelist thing, a lot of your own secret preferences are revealed to you. You notice what kinds of things actually pull you away from the keyboard, what kinds of things are actually inhibiting you from pursuing a career as a writer. And keep in mind that although many of you listening to this podcast dream about writing, this podcast is actually for people attempting to make a career of writing. There is that big difference between a dream and a reality, and that big difference comes with the daily discipline, or the regular discipline if you're someone who writes their books quarterly or who does long research beforehand and then dumps them all out very quickly. And that's something that I really enjoyed getting back in touch with myself this month, because for the last 3 years I've been on again, off again with writing, because sometimes life really does get that way. There are things that'll pull even a professional away from the keyboard, but it is important to come back. So my hope is that Tori and Kitty and Dawn all find ways to move the writing from dreamland more into reality land, and that they keep this up one way or another. For myself, well, I have a lot of writing to do this winter. A lot of writing to do this winter. And it feels really good to be back on the train, but I tell you, it's still intimidating. Before I got knocked off, this was a habit that I had built over years. And now, it's a new habit again. It's not like riding a bicycle. It's more like running a marathon. You do have to really push yourself to keep up with the daily habit until it becomes ingrained, and then all you have to do is stay out of its way. I'd forgotten about that, and this month really showed that to me in sharp relief. Any of you that did NaNoWriMo this month, or that did a novel in a month this year, I would love to hear from you. It's good to keep in touch with what everybody in the audience is doing. That helps me figure out on what level to answer the questions I'm getting in, and other stuff like that. Meantime, we are back into questions mode. The holidays are coming to us. If you have any questions, comments, or creative death threats, please do send them in. And as Christmas approaches, if you would consider kicking a tip our way or joining up as a monthly subscriber, we'd really appreciate it. This is going to be the year of restarting everything after 3 years of consistent family drama. Is going to be probably the toughest of the three, especially financially. So anything you can kick in that you feel like we've earned, we'd really appreciate it. Meantime, over the course of NaNoWriMo, we did record some other discussions that did not wind up making it out onto the podcast during NaNoWriMo. Those are going to be subscriber rewards. They're going to drop during the month of December. And hopefully those of you who are supporters will find them interesting, diverting, useful, etc. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on this. Whether you're a supporter or not, whether you've ever sent in a question or not, you guys are the reason we're here, and I can't thank you enough. It's always a delight. I'll see you all tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.